Welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt. This is January 4th, 2022. First time I've said that. And this is our reorganization meeting and our regular meeting. It is 7:04 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Hi, Lou.
Connecting.
Yes. Okay. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975 has been provided by a public notice on December 24th, 2021, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and on the
The bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office. On the bulletin. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh, in the Roosevelt one.
But we had eliminated that sort of like on and in. But anyway, the notice was at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. And it was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Hi, Lou. Are you on mute, Lou? Yeah, okay.
He's still connected.
Okay, we will begin with an oath of office to our newly elected officials. The first one is the borough council seat. It's a 3-year term and it expires December 20th.
Mayor, do we need a roll call first or oath first?
No, the vote, the oath first.
Okay.
So
it's technically they're not.
I know. So the borough council 3-year term, which expires December 31st, 2024, Robert Atwood.
Bob, are you on by phone or can you do video? Because I can't.
My camera's not working, but I have.
Okay, so Andrew, is that acceptable?
Great question. Listen, in a court of law, it would be acceptable as long as he can swear or affirm that he's raising his right hand. So.
Do we trust you, Bob?
It's up in the air.
Okay. So repeat after me. I, Robert Atwood.
I, Robert Atwood.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same and to the government.
To the same and to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
Of Roosevelt Borough Council.
Of Roosevelt Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations.
Congratulations, Bob.
I'm lowering my hand down to my.
Okay, before we proceed, Lou.
Yeah, what's that noise?
That's Lou. He's not speaking.
Lou, we can't. If you can hear us, Lou, we
hear you, Lou.
Again.
I don't know if somebody can call him. Can't hear you. All right.
Or somebody else can do it, I guess.
Okay. Can you unmute? Lou, can you unmute? Oh.
You might have to turn off and turn back on again.
Okay.
can't hear you, Lou. You're muted.
It's not that he's muted. It's like that garble. Yeah. He is muted right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there you go. I just heard you, Lou.
Okay.
No.
Mm-mm. You had it for a second. Just click the mute button once.
Joe said just, what'd you say, Joe?
Well, he's not muted.
Click the mute button once.
Joe said click the mute button.
Like that little squeaky voice. You might have to close out and come back on again.
I think you should close out and try to come back on again. Okay, bye.
Okay,
should we... videos on small town America?
Should we proceed with Steve and his oath of office?
Yes, because lose approval, so...
Okay, so Steve, again, you don't have camera.
Well, let me say that Steve is also being appointed to the Borough Council, a 3-year term that also expires December 31st, 2024. Okay.
Okay, so Steve, you're raising your right hand?
Yes.
Okay, so repeat after me. I, Stephen Mocker.
I, Stephen Mocker.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office.
All the duties of the office.
Of Roosevelt Borough Council.
Of Roosevelt Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Steve.
Okay,
now we can go to roll call.
But Lou has not come back on again.
So is that a half? We kind of know he's here. Is that a half?
Oh, here he comes. Just let's wait 1 second if you don't mind.
Yeah, for audio.
Are you there, Lou?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yay, Lou. All right.
Puzzle tough, Lou. It worked.
Puzzle tough.
I vote yes.
What, Lou?
What did I miss? I voted yes twice.
The two oaths of office for Bob Atwood and Steve Mocker.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to do roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Okay.
How many cases did you say up to here? 96, 73?
93.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to not remind, but welcome Andrew Sobel and Christina Malamut to our meeting tonight. They're covering for Greg Cannon, who wasn't available since our meeting's on a Tuesday this year. So, hi, Andrew, and hi, Chris.
Hello.
I want to say Happy New Year. And what a year this has been. It's our second year dealing with COVID-19 virus and all of its fallout. Our country is in flux now, and our lives and lifestyles have changed dramatically. We're in a period where almost daily we hear or read or experience something that's previously unknown to us. There are many divergent opinions on almost every topic. Roosevelt is no different. It's a microcosm of the rest of the country. So naturally, we've had our share of unprecedented situations here. From residents catching the virus to severe storms to changing demographics, it's all taking place. One of our most pressing and upsetting issues is the possibility of the loss of our school. The state wants to cut funding to the point where the school would be inoperable. And I can't guarantee success, but I can assure everyone that I, along with the council members and residents, will do everything humanly possible to prevent that from occurring. On the virus front, I can report that as of today, we have 93 cases, positive cases in Roosevelt, which is approximately 10% of our population. I know that neighbors are watching out for each other, which is the Roosevelt way. And I did request that Roosevelt receive a large number of home test kits. The county had emailed us to see if we were interested. And unfortunately, despite my responding immediately, nothing ever came of it. So we haven't had any delivered to us. As you're probably aware, many new families have moved to town. As some of our longtime residents have left for various reasons, the houses started selling immediately. We welcome everyone with open arms and encourage you to become involved with each other and the many activities that we have here. On that note, I'd like to take the opportunity to inform and remind people of the special status that Roosevelt holds. We're one of the most historic towns in the United States, despite the fact that almost no one has ever heard of us. But we are virtually the only town in the country that is on the Registry of Historic Places on the state and federal level. With the town in its entirety, not just a building here or the entire town is on the registry, which is almost unheard of. There have been documentaries, newspaper articles, PhD dissertations, all about Roosevelt. Excuse me. There are reams of documents about us, and our history is archived at Rutgers. The Morgan Museum in Princeton had an exhibition completely about Roosevelt. It drew visitors locally and from great distances. Almost every generation of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt family has visited here, beginning with Eleanor Roosevelt in 1962. We frequently have tourists come to town. They look at our town, they look at our mural at the school. Lately, we've been seeing many properties in town with very lax maintenance. Cars are parked on lawns and driveways are crowded with stuff everywhere. I would like to request that residents try to be more cognizant of our historic status and the fact that we have tourists and dignitaries visit us. Please try to keep your property neat and clean so that we can continue to live in Roosevelt with great pride. Piggybacking onto that, I would like to also talk about the unprecedented cutting down of trees. This is simply unacceptable. We are a rural community, still considered a farm town. New Jersey Magazine named us as the best town in the entire state, the best town to live in 2005. And they specifically mentioned our rural environment. All around us, development and building is taking place. We don't even recognize Route 33 anymore, Route 9, Route 130, 571. But we are in the enviable position of being a small, independent town that remains green and pristine. Remember, you must obtain a permit before you can cut down a tree. Besides being beautiful, trees are an absolute necessity for a healthy life. I have some information that I printed out on the benefits of trees. I'm going to include that, I think, in a flyer soon, and possibly we'll make a lot of copies so that people can have the information in front of them on the necessity and the benefit of trees. I have lived here close to 50 years. I promised myself when I became mayor that I would do everything in my power to keep Roosevelt an independent, autonomous town as much as possible and to see it go forward into perpetuity. We're all so lucky to live here. There's almost nowhere else like it. Evidently, I'm not the only one who feels that way because we have residents who've lived here significantly longer than I have. We also have third and fourth generation families here. We all know a good thing. In closing, I strongly encourage people to know your new neighbors and take advantage of the wonderful things to do here. Hike in the woods, ride your bike, attend rap functions, come to our picnics, and join the push to save Roosevelt Public School. Okay, from there. I'm going to open the floor for public comment. This is on agenda items only. Okay. Well, yeah, 7:20. So should I
Mike, pick 10.
Do that? Okay.
Good question.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just asking. On the website, they only had the...
identify yourself, please.
The reorganization meeting. Is there going to be a regular meeting as well?
I said reorganization and regular together.
Okay, because they didn't say that wasn't on the website.
No, it's together. It's just one agenda.
One agenda, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mike, do you want to identify yourself just for the record?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
Do you want to identify yourself just for the record?
Sure, Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else from the public have anything that they would like to comment or ask? All right, being none, I'll close public portion at 7:21 p.m. All right, come to correspondence. I'd like to have a motion to amend one of the items, the second item on the correspondence, the resignation letter from Caitlin Polito, was added at the last minute. So I have a motion to amend the agenda.
Can you clarify that?
Yes, the resignation letter that you just received under correspondence was a very last minute addition. So it wasn't on the original draft agenda. So we just wanted to make it more official and have the agenda amended to include the correspondence from Caitlin.
Say that three times quickly.
So moved to amend the agenda.
I second it.
Thank you. Okay.
And then I'll do a roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so we're amending that under correspondence.
Right. All right, so under correspondence, first item is a letter from Steve Kaufler expressing appreciation for Anna DeBevick and a donation to the Borough of Roosevelt. So some of you may know that Steve held a memorial for his wife, who died a year and a half ago, held the memorial recently and used the Borough Hall. He was extremely indebted to Anna for all of her help and help that she gave him and guidance. And so he reciprocated with a very generous donation to the Borough. Mm-hmm. Andrew, one thing to ask you is that, are we allowed to, or is Steve allowed to pinpoint exactly how he would like it used, or it just has to go into the general?
It would have to go to the general fund, and then there would have to be some sort of vote on, you know, through a resolution as to how it's designated.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And our second item is a resignation letter dated December 31st, 2021 from Caitlin Ippolito, who is our deputy clerk and Environmental Commission secretary, effective January 14th, 2022. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I was heartbroken because I think she was doing a wonderful job and learning quickly. But when Caitlin first came to work for us, she worked in Lakewood, and it wasn't a bad commute at all to go from Lakewood to Roosevelt and back home again in the evening. But since taking the job with us, she changed her full-time job and works in Manaloking, and that commute was undoable. So she was she didn't want to, but she was forced to resign. All right, we'll come to resolutions. First one is resolution 22-01, selecting a president of the council for the year 2022. Do I have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Mike Hamilton.
I would second it.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Asikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Abstain.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton, did you abstain?
President.
I did. Hamilton,
did you abstain because you know the guy too well?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Right, resolution 22-02, establishing council committees for the year 2022. We had sent this the email around. Was everyone content with their status quo?
Motion to
same committee, same members, same chairs,
nine
tables.
Motion to approve.
Do you need to read that so everybody knows? Do you want to?
I can. Mm-hmm. I think
just,
I would. All right,
read the committee.
All right, the committees are administration. Right now, Lou Esikoff is the committee chair. Community Development Code Enforcement, Connie Hurston is the chair. Environmental Health and Safety, Bob Atwood is the chair. Finance, Mike Hamilton is the chair. Public Works, Stephen Mocker is the chair. And Utilities, Joe Tremell is the chair. You all good with that?
Yep.
I think that's the motion.
Okay. So move to establish the continuing the current council committees.
So moved.
And seconded.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Kathy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what Lou?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, can't we bundle the whole shoot and match without going through it if we have no changes?
Are you asking about a consent agenda?
Why not?
Going forward, I would love a consent agenda. Does the council agree on a consent agenda?
I don't see why not. Yeah.
If nobody objects to anything that's on these things, I would do that. Go to 28 of them. It's really.
As a point of order, do we need to amend the agenda to make this a consent agenda for the resolutions or no?
No, you can vote en masse. Okay. For them, you just have to open up the opportunity for everyone to speak if they want to be heard on any of the resolution items that are contained on the agenda. And seeing none, I don't see any.
No reason to go through all of them.
Reviewing, I don't see any issue with the.
Yeah. They're all pretty much cut the way they have. So, yeah.
Well, I would just. 22-03, which is appointing the planning board class 3 member for the year 2022. In the past, it was Bob Atwood. Does he want to continue?
Sure.
Good.
Okay, so we're going to vote separately on that one. So 22-03 is appointing the planning board class 3 member for the year 2022, and that will be Bob Atwood, Robert Atwood. Do I have a motion?
You have a motion.
Second?
I'll second. Second?
Okay, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Abstain.
I think you're allowed to vote for yourself, aren't you, Andrew?
Can I?
Yeah. Andrew, can you vote for yourself?
You can absolutely vote for yourself if you'd like to.
Okay, then I say yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so
Mr.
then...
Mr. Edward, you could have asked Mr. Sobel to be a ringer for you.
I know. And we'll do one. What did Lou say? What, Lou?
He's making a joke.
Oh, okay.
Mayor, I would just note that if there are any changes that were made since the agenda was posted, that those be brought to the attention before voting on a consent, agenda or a consent, for resolutions to be voted on. I know that there's sometimes, regarding meeting dates, there might have been a change in meeting dates, either an addition or a removal of a meeting date. And any other professionals that you wanted to discuss, that those be, decided on or spoken about before voting in Moss on, what do we have, 28 agenda items, 28 resolutions.
Okay. I just have one question on these. The schedule for public meetings. So there's only, today is Tuesday, and February 22nd, I see, is Tuesday, and another one this coming December, July. But all the other ones are Mondays, as we have always had?
Yeah, always. First and third Monday.
Okay. So they're just noted, the ones that are Tuesdays now. Right. I thought there was a problem with...
the ones that are changed was because Monday's a holiday of some sort.
I had a question about 22-24, appointment of council members as reps to the various committees. Do we have names for that resolution?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what number you said.
24.
24, appointment of council members as reps to the boards and committees.
No. Well, the committees, we have a list of those, right?
Why don't we go through each one, and then we can change it for the future going forward. I'll do the consent agenda.
Let's do it quickly.
Okay,
so we have resolution 22-04, adopting Robert's rules of order. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood.
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff.
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom.
Yes.
Mr. Mocker.
Yes.
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
2204 is adopted.
I'll offer 2205 schedule of meetings.
Okay, you all have the schedule in your packet, I believe, right?
Yeah, I should.
So I think three changes throughout the year where the meeting's on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Motion.
You'll second it?
Yes.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-05 is adopted. Resolution 22-06, designating official newspapers for the borough, Trenton Times and Asbury Park Press. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
I'll offer 2207, a consent to appointments of borough officials.
There are some blanks.
Yeah.
Let's fill them
in. That we're not filled in yet.
Well, okay, so we recently had the resignation of Greg Poziel, who is officially retiring from life. I think he's going to fish for the rest of his life. So he was the Joint Insurance Fund Commissioner, Safety Coordinator, and Right to Know Coordinator. So I'm in the process of appointing someone. There's a possibility. I just haven't gotten a definitive answer yet. So I'm fairly hopeful that by our next meeting, I'll have a name to put in there to take over the positions that Greg Poziel held. For tax search officer?
No, Clean Communities.
Yeah. The next you just want me to read the ones that aren't?
Oh, read whoever. I'm sorry.
Tax search officer is Salvador Camzaro. Assessment search officers, Kathleen Hart. Records officer, Anna DeBevitt.
Do you want some water?
I don't know. I guess. Anna burns candles in here during the day, and my throat does not like them. Emergency management coordinators, myself. Deputy emergency management coordinator is Rob Masterson. Zoning officer, Jeremy Kuipers. Code enforcement officer, Jeremy Kuipers. And housing inspector, Jeremy Kuipers. So clean communities coordinator is also one other position that we've spoken to a couple of people, but we don't have a definite name to put in there yet. So as soon as we do, we'll vote that through. So back to...
And you have the school crossing guards.
Oh, I'm sorry. School crossing guards, Jackie Carpenter, Adrian Shashir, Danielle Hubiak, Heidi Monteleone, and Teresa Sex. Okay. So can I now have a motion for Resolution 22-07, appointments for borough officials?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremack?
Yes.
Resolution 22-07, consent to appointments for... No, I'm sorry. I can't stop coughing and I can't read. Resolution 22-08, authorizing the award of a contract for professional legal services. And that, I think, as you're all aware, is Sobel, Hahn. Is there another name?
And Cannon.
And Cannon. Right.
You forgot about
Brett. Forget that.
I won't tell him.
Okay. I'll make a motion to move 2208.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremack?
Yes.
Okay, 2208 is adopted. Resolution 22-09, authorizing the award of a contract for professional engineering services, and that is to Roberts Engineering.
I'll move that.
Okay, second.
I'll second it.
Oops, first. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremack?
Yes.
Okay, 22-09 is adopted. Resolution 22-10, authorizing the award of a contract for professional auditing services. So there's somebody online, but it just says Gerard Stanky. I think that's who we awarded it to.
No, I don't know about that guy, you know.
That's how it shows up on our screen, Gerard Stanky. No, it's to Samuel Klein and Associates, Jerry Stankiewicz. Do I have a motion?
Yep.
I move Jerry Stankiewicz.
Right. I think Lou was first. Second will be Joe.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremack?
Yes.
Okay, 22-10 is adopted. 22-11, authorizing the award of a contract for professional bond counsel services. Jeff Gluckler, thank you.
Yeah. Megan Bennett.
Megan Bennett from Gluckworth.
Gluck Hall Rift.
Yes, very hard. Yeah. Oh, right. Gluck Walrath. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Yep.
Roll call? Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-11 passes. Section 22-12. Authorizing the award of a contract for professional planning consultant services. That's Tom Thomas and Associates. Tom and his son, Andrew.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yeah.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. 22-12 passes is adopted. 22-13 resolution to accept contract for website and email hosting to City Connections LLC.
Yes.
I'll move.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
second, that's Joe.
I moved it. Yep.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-13 is adopted. 22-14, appointing a public agency compliance officer. And you may know her, that's Anna DeBevick.
Right, it all has to do with contracts and purchasing.
Yeah. Motion?
Yep.
So moved.
Well, Lewis first, Mike
second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. 22-14 is adopted. Resolution 22-15, 2022, designating Ocean First Bank as depository for the Roosevelt Municipal Court. Motion.
Yep.
Lou.
Yeah. Second?
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-15 is adopted. Mm-hmm. Resolution 22-16, designated First Constitution Bank / Lakeland Bank, Hightstown Branch as depository for the Borough of Roosevelt.
Moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
22-16 is adopted. Resolution 22-17, authorizing the Roosevelt tax collector to cancel property tax refunds and delinquencies of less than $5 pursuant to NJSA 40A17.1.
So moved.
I'll second it.
I mean, Hamilton seconded. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-17 is adopted. Resolution 22-18, establishing the rate of interest to be charged on delinquent taxes and other municipal charges.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
What is the rate on it, do you know?
8% on interest on delinquencies up to $1,500, 18% interest on delinquencies equal to or greater than $1,500.01.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And a jail sentence thereafter.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yep.
2218 is adopted. Resolution 22-19, authorizing a shared services agreement with Millstone Township for the utilization of Millstone Municipal Court and related personnel services. Do I have a motion?
Yep. So moved.
Second?
Yep.
Roll call?
Is that Lou? Second? Yep. Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
All right, 2219 is adopted. Resolution 22-20, appointments of municipal court officers and employees.
Move.
Second?
I'll second it.
Roll call?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, 20. It's a dog.
We're almost there.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, resolution 22-21, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for repair, maintenance, and snow removal on Nurco Road for the year 2022.
I'll move that.
Okay.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
22-21 is adopted. Resolution 22-22, authorizing shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for certified recycling coordinator. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Oops. I think they were twins. I think that was identical timing.
I'm going to do Mr. Trump first and Mr. Tremell second.
Let's go. Yeah.
After there you that. Go. Sounds good.
Dan does the reporting for this recycling.
Okay.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yeah.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Marker? Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
So what about Deputy Registrar, because isn't that Caitlin?
No, Deputy Registrar is April.
Oh, vital statistics. Right. Vital statistics. Okay, right. So Resolution 22-23, appointing Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, and that is April Claudio, who is also our Planning Board Secretary.
Right, you have to be certified, so she has her CMR.
Motion?
Yes.
That's Lou. Second?
Second.
That's Joe.
That's Joe. Yep.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-23 passes. Resolution 22-24. Appointing council members to serve as representatives to the various boards and committees of the borough. So as of now, we have, God, I'm sorry. Mike Hamilton is our liaison to the school board, and Bob Atwood is our liaison to the planning board, and environmental, no, Mike, you're environmental and school board?
Yeah, I am.
So do you and Bob want to continue in those positions?
I'm fine with environmental, but if somebody else wants to take over school board, they can.
That's a loaded question. Does anyone else want to take over the school board, or will it stay with Mike by default?
This is actually the Roosevelt Senior Organization. This is what this resolution is for. Then the Roosevelt Environmental Commission, and then the Roosevelt Board of Education. Did you say seniors?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't. I didn't even see it.
So who wants to serve as representative to the Roosevelt Senior Organization? Last year was Lou. Not because he's a senior.
No, because Mike is also involved.
Last year was who?
You, Lou.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
To you, huh? Would you like to continue in a position you didn't know you had?
Yeah, I'll do the same thing I did this year. I just tell you I didn't know.
Okay, and Bob, you want to continue as the liaison? Well, that's not even on here, planning board.
No, that was a resolution passed earlier.
How about if you take school and environmental?
Or does some Mike Hamilton?
Yeah, I'll take both.
He'll take both? Okay.
So, resolution 22-24, appointing council members to serve as representatives to the various boards and committees. Of the borough. So we have Mike Hamilton for Board of Education and Environmental. We have Lou Esikoff for Solar Village. And we have Bob Atwood. Mike Hamilton as, I just said it all, right? Environmental and Board of Education.
Right.
I want to note that you're stereotyping.
We already pointed Bob Atwood on resolution 2203 appointing the Planning Board Class 3 member.
Mrs. Hart.
All right, so now we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Mrs. Hart?
Yes.
You're stereotyping me. I'm sure I'm telling you now.
Ooh.
Discrimination.
That's right. You're open to a judgment.
Okay,
you heard that, right?
I hear it. We all hear it.
Glad we hear perfectly. Okay, roll call for
now. I do need a second. I didn't hear a second.
Joe will second.
Okay. Now roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Same.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Who's our next one?
Okay, next one is Michael Tickton and Lou again.
Okay, right. Okay, so resolution 22-25 is the appointment of a representative and an alternative representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant, generally known as the CDBG. Previously, it was Michael Tickton and Lou Esikoff. Would you like to continue in those?
Sure.
Right, Lou?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So can I have a motion for 22-25?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
And roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 22-25 is adopted. Resolution 22-26, authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional information technology services to Crossover Networks, LLC, 34 Almond Drive, Toms River, New Jersey.
I'll move 22-26.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Trammell?
Yep.
And they are our current providers. They do a great job.
So Resolution 22-20 passes, is adopted. Resolution 22-27, designating a borough historian for the borough of Roosevelt. Would you like to continue, Mike?
Certainly.
I'll make that motion.
Michael Ticton is our current and going forward borough historian.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I'll second it.
Whatever.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Thank you.
22-27 passed, is adopted. Our final resolution for tonight is Resolution 22-28, providing for 2022 temporary budget appropriations.
So moved.
Second?
Yep.
Second. I got you, Lou.
It's okay.
Roll call.
So am I giving that to Lou or Joe?
Joe's got this one.
I think it's Lou. Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yep.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think we've just invented a cure for insomnia. If anybody has it, all they have to do is listen to this meeting on tape.
I can't even stop yawning.
Right to sleep.
But I will tell you, if you all agree, I will start going forward at the next meeting, list them under consent agenda. I will only pull out the budget ones that require a 2/3 vote, so that gets voted on separately.
I don't know if it's necessary for regular meetings, but I think certainly for reorganization, because there's so many resolutions, makes sense. I mean, we're not the state legislature. We don't have that many motions, you know.
Well, how does everyone feel?
Fine.
Fine with what? Fine not to do the consent agenda going forward?
Do the consent going forward.
Lou?
Yes.
What's your preference going forward? To do the consent agenda or not?
Yes. I'm in favor of a consent agenda. I was the one who brought it up early in the meeting.
I just
wanted
confirmation, meeting. I know. And how about you, Bob? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I understand it. Yes, that would be great going forward, sure.
Good.
And Joe?
I'm okay with it. Could we know what the compact agenda is before the meeting? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you always get it. You'll still get it. It's
still
just
we just don't have to go through individually.
It will list the resolutions, but there'll be one vote.
No, I understand, but you're saying that some of it would be separate, like budget and stuff like that, or
something. Anyone has the right to ask for something to be removed so it can be discussed at
okay.
Length.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Steve, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
So I think the majority is we'll do a consent agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I have the announcement of mayor's appointments not requiring council approval. So mayor's appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board. Continue in that, Mike. Can we already just say that?
No.
These
are appointments that you have to do.
Right, but I keep saying that Mike's the planning board.
Yeah. Bob Atwood is the class 3 planning board.
Right.
Okay, Mike Hamilton is my alternate. Do you want me to read these?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also June Ord is appointed as a class 4 member for a 4-year term commencing the other day and ending December 1st, I'm sorry, December 31st, 2025. That sounds so far away, doesn't it?
I know.
25. And Esther Sirakis is also appointed as an alternate one member to the Borough Roosevelt Planning Board, and she'll fulfill the unexpired term of Dave Teich, ending December 31st, 2022.
Mayor, are there any other alternate one or alternate two positions that are open?
There's nothing else open on the environment. Well, I have one opening for an alternate. Sorry. On the Environmental Commission. I'm waiting to hear from someone who had previously expressed an interest in being on the Environmental Commission. So I'm waiting to hear from them. As far as Planning Board, yes, we have a few openings.
Alternates,
if you know of anyone who might be interested.
Mm-hmm. You got to do the Environmental Commission. You didn't read that. Oh, right here.
Uh-oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm telling you, my brain's going on with my voice. Okay, and so the Borough Roosevelt Environmental Commission are Kim Fee Long, Tim Hartley, and Nick Murray are all appointed to the Environmental Commission for three-year terms beginning January 1st, 2022 and ending December 31st, 2024.
And then, like you said, there is an alternate position.
There's one alternate on the environmental and a couple alternates on the planning board, if you have anyone in mind, like to talk to me. Okay, we come to reports of committee chairs. Oh, now see, it's contagious.
Yeah.
There's something in here, I think, because this never happens to me. Reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety. Do you have a report, Bob?
Nothing now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Essikoff, Administration.
We're doing fine.
Good. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
We will be having a finance meeting as soon as George Lang is finished with all his business. CFOs are very busy this time of the year and the beginning of the year, doing end-of-the-year things, closeouts, and New Year things. But I would like to have a meeting probably a couple weeks out from now to discuss proposals, projects, that kind of thing, and just to gear up for the new budget because I think it's due in March or April or whatever. But we need to start thinking about a budget moving forward and look at how we closed out the year, what our fund balances were. And by the way, they were pretty good. I think we're in a good place right now with both the utilities budget and also the general fund. But we want to start looking at that and planning accordingly. But we haven't had a meeting since the last one. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development, Code Enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Thank you, Connie. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Nothing to report.
Thanks, Chief. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
For a change, nothing to report.
Wow, that's just all good news. reports of borough officials. Mike Tickton.
Yes, Michael Tickton. I just wanted to ask, since I just found out that Caitlin Ippolito would no longer be available as the Environmental Commission Secretary, do you have anybody that you are recommending for the commission to elect as secretary?
Mike, we just found out Friday, so it's a little
actually. Oh, okay.
Nobody was here. Right. We just found out yesterday.
So, okay.
I have someone in mind right now. No, it'll.
Okay, well, please let me know, please, as soon as you can, because we can't really have a meeting until we know we have a secretary.
Well, when's the third Wednesday in January?
No, her last day she stated was the 14th.
So this Wednesday is the
5th, 12th, 19th.
Right, so she won't be here for that one, right, for your January meeting.
She will be here for the meeting of the 19th?
No.
She will not. Okay, so... Hopefully we'll have somebody, otherwise we'll have to.
I can't guarantee it in 2 weeks, but we'll see. You may have.
Okay, thank you.
There's no one else who can take it over for one night? Everything?
I don't know. We have to, if somebody who has access to the whole, who's familiar with the Zoom situation, you know, would be willing to do it. If you can get somebody else from the borough who'd be willing to do it, then please let us know.
I'll ask April. I have no idea if she works that night. I know she has many positions, April Claudio, but I can reach out and just see if it's possible that she's available that night.
Okay, let me know as soon as I can before I have to send out the notices, which I usually do a week before the meeting. Okay, thank you very much.
I will. All right. Is there anyone who has any old business they'd like to discuss?
Yeah, with unfinished business, we had a discussion at the last meeting about an adopt a storm drain kind of program that the Environmental Commission would like to see the council approve of. I don't know what kind of motion we need, if we do need a motion, but I'd just like to, I guess, put that on the table and see if we could take some action to allow the Environmental Commissioner to authorize them to create and adopt a storm drain kind of program. And I think, again, just to go over it, it's beneficial for the town. It provides a service. You know, when we're going to have storms and all, if somebody has that storm drain and they've adopted that, they would just go out and rake it of leaves and all, and it would really prevent flooding. We've had a lot of severe storms recently, more than we've had in previous years. I think it'd be very beneficial. And also the Environmental Commission might get points for that,
yes,
with some of the state programs, which would help us on the Environmental Commission to get possibly qualify for grants. And we've been doing a great job with that. The Environmental Commission deserves a lot of credit for that. And this would be part of that program with the state to try to get higher levels of certification. And I think it would be a good idea in a lot of ways. Well, I just don't know what action we would need.
How do you want to proceed with that, Mike? I mean, pardon? How do you want to proceed with that? Do you want us to put out flyers asking for, you know, people to volunteer, or put up signs at the post office, put flyers in kids' backpacks at school? Right? Good, Mike.
Yeah, perhaps you could have a resolution endorsing the program and then, you know, encouraging people to participate and authorizing the Environmental Commission to carry it out and encouraging people to participate. That probably would be sufficient to get us the Sustainable Jersey credit for it as an
action.
Do you need
a resolution, Andrew, to do that?
Yeah, it should be a resolution of the council, I think. That's what they're looking for.
Could we do that now?
No, you'd have to publish it. So
we would for a resolution.
It has to be published first, Mike.
In the next meeting.
So for the next council meeting, we could vote on that.
Next meeting.
So if we can get a resolution published and on the agenda for the next meeting for borough action, that would be great.
Andrew, can you get Greg to put together a resolution? Do you understand what they're doing? They want to adopt a storm drain, volunteers?
Yes.
Endorsing? Okay.
You're a man, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Just don't go out near a storm drain during a hurricane or anything like that. Just as a disclaimer, we're not authorizing that. You could get sucked into the storm drain. We don't want that to happen to people in town, so.
You know, I have no objection to it. I think it's a good idea. But the only thing is, when you having a drain in front of my house and a lot of trees, when this fall comes and the leaves start to fall and we have a good rainstorm that knocks the, you know, cleans out half of the leaves from the trees, where are you going to put the leaves? Somebody's got, you got to bring a bucket and a shovel and put them in a bucket somewhere and either put them in a garbage can or something to do it. Unless you want to put them all in your, unless you want to put them on your lawn. You can't leave them on
the, talk about that.
You can't just move them off the storm drain and put them in the middle of the street. They'll be back on the storm drain 10 minutes later. So you have to do, you know, I'm very experienced with this because I used to have a lot of flooding in front of my house. As you all know, I told you many times that so it's not that simple.
Can the environmental committee discuss that?
Sure. Yeah, we can.
You know, when somebody takes on the job, where, you know, you have to tell them, you don't put it back on the streets. You have to take it off the street and take it somewhere else.
Put it in a bucket of mulch. I mean, you know, you got to do something with it and makes good mulch. So,
well, that's fine. Fine with
me. I know
me.
It's a lot of work.
No,
but
I have no objection. I'm just telling you in advance that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There are certain storm drains that Lou's talking about where, I mean, the one in front of my house, I can shovel the leaves into the woods and back of the storm drain. So could they note the environmental committee which ones are hard to deal with like that? Perhaps Greg Public Works can throw those leaves into the back of the truck and dump them by the sewer plant, something like that.
I think we can make note of that. People could make a pile up on the curb. Off of the drain. The important thing is to keep the drains open so that they properly don't flood.
The commission should come up with the procedures, you know, for the...
Yeah, we'll come up with something for that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Okay.
Any other unfinished business? Okay. Mm. Any new business that anyone would like to bring up? I gave you two flyers.
Mm. Right.
I just got tonight. Yeah, hold on. They're here somewhere. We received two flyers from the from the county. Yeah, from the Monmouth County Board of Health about COVID. So one is a testing site, and the other is a vaccine. I don't know. They were right here. Let's see. That's weird. Well, I'll just tell you.
They're being posted on the borough website.
They're being posted on the borough website, and it has, there were two separate papers. One talks about where you can go for a test, a COVID test, and the other, vaccinations and boosters. Wait, it's got to be here somewhere. So the actual to go for a test was not that convenient. It's in Long Branch. They're holding, there's a testing site. Here it is. Okay. There's a testing site in Long Branch. I knew they were buried in here somewhere.
That's the testing.
Yeah, that's the testing. It's at the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders and the Brunnen Foundation have partnered to bring free COVID-19 testing to your community. So it's Monmouth County residents only. You don't need an appointment. You simply walk up at the times listed below, which I'll tell you, and a health professional will conduct the test. You do not have to be symptomatic. It's just a nasal swab. And this is, it actually started on December 30th, even though we just received this. It's at the Bucky James Community Center, which I thought sounded like the name of a shop on the boardwalk somewhere, but it's the Bucky James Community Center, 231 Wilbur, W-I-L-B-U-R, Ray Avenue, Wilbur Ray Avenue. And it's every Tuesday and Thursday in January from 4 p.m., doesn't begin until 4, until the test run out for that day. So if you want to meet.
What times again?
Starts at 4. And there's no end time, it's just until the tests run out. And that's for a test. Now, there's also the Monmouth County COVID-19 vaccine clinics.
For January.
This is way too long for me to read to you, so it will be on the website tonight. It has all the different sites that are available for testing and vaccination. It says testing and vaccination. In Shrewsbury, Keyport, Manasquan, Freehold, Delmar, Atlantic Highlands, Hythe, no, that's different. Red Bank. Neptune, Allentown, Howell, and Brookdale. So, in, you know what? I'll give everyone the Allentown information right now, since that's, you know, closest facility to us. So on Thursday, January 20th, you can go to the Allentown First Aid Squad from 1 to 4 p.m. and be either tested or and or, vac- well, or vaccinated. And that address is 70 County Road 526. And that's the closest. But this will it'll all be on the website tonight.
Just one clarification. The COVID testing site, the one that's at a Bucky James Community Center, that's walk up. There's no need to schedule an appointment for that.
That's what I said. Walk up. Just walk right up. You don't need an appointment. You don't have to be symptomatic. You just can't. It begins at 4.
Okay.
And they don't say how many tests they have. So, and that's just what days? Tuesdays? No, it's every Tuesday and Thursday.
Every
January.
Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah. January.
Do you know if there are any, is there any availability for take-home tests at all? I know that Matt Anderson sent an email out. That's gone?
It went nowhere. I didn't even get a response.
Really? Okay.
I think maybe they had the idea and then it didn't pan out. That went absolutely.
And I got overwhelmed.
And I happened to be at my computer the moment the email came through, and so I answered immediately and said that I thought that'd be extremely beneficial to us, and we could, you know, definitely want as many as possible. I just wanted to know the price, and you know, check with Anna, see what what we could afford. But they and just heard nothing. And I emailed them a second time and heard nothing.
Yeah, I think we need to keep trying any possible venue to try to get. Yeah, I know, but just because if you're going to really curtail community spread, people before they go out and go to a meeting or go to an event or a family function, they need to be able to test. And they're not going to ride out to Long Branch to get a test, you know, they'll and possibly spread it. And it's a very contagious variant. So I would love to see us somehow get maybe you use our state reps or somebody to try to push them to see if they can make some available to us.
You want to make some calls?
Yeah, I do. Maybe I can work with you on that. And we can maybe come up with something on it.
Yeah, that would also, well, that's, would also fall under Connie Hurston's committee. So maybe the two of you could work on that.
If anybody hears about availability through any channels or whatever, let us know and we'll try to get some for the community.
Every call I've made has just
I know. They're almost impossible to get.
Yeah.
Princeton Hospital has that.
The numbers are probably incorrect and inaccurate for how many people have COVID or Omicron, because there's probably people walking around with it who don't, you know, can't get a test.
Well, I'd love to see the county get another smaller satellite COVID test site out in the panhandle every year, because, I mean, we're white.
We have Allentown.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a vaccination site, right, not a test site?
Oh, really? This site is available for testing and vaccination.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I read that.
Which one?
Allentown?
But just that one date, Thursday the 20th?
Yeah, that one date, the 20th.
The little Future Pharmacy over in the strip mall in East Windsor, they do vaccinations, but they also do tests. But it's a small place, and it's crowded once in a while. And I don't know, you might have to pay for the test through your insurance or whatever. But they do tests there. So. Okay.
Also, Princeton Hospital has a vaccination and testing program.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised that with the borough, we have not received any phone calls from residents asking for help in obtaining a vaccination or a test. I don't know if they just know it's futile also, but we haven't. No one's called the borough hall.
Mm.
Okay. Any other new business? I'm going to open the floor for public comment at 8:19 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to take the floor? Okay. I'm going to close the floor for public comment at 8:19 p.m.
Motion to adjourn. I'm going to
remind everyone that our next meeting would normally be on January 17th, but that's Martin Luther King's birthday weekend, so the meeting is Tuesday the 18th. Will we see you again then, Andrew?
Might.
Okay. Yeah. Motion to adjourn.
You got it.
Second.
Have a great night.
Second.
Hey.
Bye.
Hi. All right. Good night, all. Happy New Year.
Okay. Good night.
Happy New Year to you too.